Welcome to week two of the spiritual development series. I hope that God has already began working and changing in your heart, and that as you recognized last week the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life and the deep longing in your heart for more of Him, that you have been pumped up and excited about this journey. You know, in the context of a worship service, it's really easy to sense the presence of God and to hear His guidance as we're surrounded by fellow believers. You know, we're all together lifting up the name of Jesus and claiming His power, authority, His nearness. We know that the presence of God is strong in those places. You've probably experienced it. It's undeniable that important moments of ministry happen when people let down their walls and allow the Spirit to move, convict, and change us. In those times, we pray bolder. We hold higher expectations for the power of prayer. It's a beautiful example of God's people living out their purpose of worshiping the Lord and calling in the kingdom of God. What if I told you that those times are really no different than any other time, sitting in traffic or doing some mundane task at work? Or what I should say is, it doesn't have to be. You see, God is omnipresent. Truly, the only limiting factor for us strongly living in God's presence at all times is our own attitudes, the posture of our heart, which is willing to see God in some contexts but not others. In his famous theological book, Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer puts it perfectly when he says, "Few other truths are taught in the scriptures with as great clarity as the doctrine of the divine omnipresence." Those passages supporting this truth are so plain that it would take considerable effort to misunderstand them. They declare that God is immanent in his creation, that there is no place in heaven or earth or hell where men may hide from his presence. They teach that God is at once far off and near, and that in him men move and live and have their being. What that's explaining there is the concept of omnipresence, that God is always present everywhere. How then, if that's true, how can we at all times be overcome by the palpable presence of the holy divine creator? Well, luckily, we don't have to be 100% of the time. It's kind of biblical that sleep is good. There is a special moment where we can be in a holy space and commune with our God in that way. So the problem isn't that we should always be in that space. The problem is that we set aside only corporate times for the powerful moment of Spirit-filled worship. Brother Lawrence was a monk born in 1611 who had an amazing revelation that informs us on how we ought to live in the omnipresence of God. One winter, at the age of 18, he looked up at a tree stripped of its leaves, bare twigs reaching toward the sky. He realized that soon leaves would burst from those dry twigs and flowers would bloom, turning into fruit. At that moment, he became undeniably aware of the providence and the power of God. For Brother Lawrence, this awareness never dimmed. He lived the rest of his life in the ability to see God's attributes in any small moment. He said this moment ignited a love for God that never faded for the rest of his life. Is that not one of the goals for our own spiritual formation? That we would develop a never-fading love for God? Looking back even further, Saint Teresa of Avila lived before Brother Lawrence in the early 1500s. Famous for her written prayers, which encourage Jesus' followers even to this day. Through her prayers, we're faced with a God who is too big to be limited to one location or one church discipline or even one theological school, an infinite and infinitely powerful God, a God of mystery who still communicates with us. For Saint Teresa, this nature of God allowed prayer to permeate every moment in her life, even in the mundane tasks and chores. She would pray or recite scriptures while doing dishes or cleaning this or that. She had a strong sense of the omnipresence of God. One portion of one of her prayers reads, "What do you want from me, O soul? Only to see you, my God. And what do you fear the most, O soul? My greatest fear is losing you. You see, that calls back to last week, when we recognize our heart's desire, our deepest longing for God, it allows us to enter into His presence and have times of personal worship at any time. Spiritual summits throughout our days where His guidance is strong and we can clearly sense Him, just like those moments when we're in a worship service and God does something amazing. The power of God is displayed even in the simplest day-to-day activities. And when you're able to recognize that natural is supernatural, because everything was created by God, it really brings a new life into your spiritual walk. And that's why it's such an important skill for your spiritual development, is to be able to enter into a time of worship, recognizing God, putting Him on the throne, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Now, if you're going through this series with a group, we're going to move into a discussion time for you to really chew on these ideas and help them stick. As you talk, I want to encourage you to be vulnerable and humble. Be willing to let God change your outlooks and your habits, and enjoy the journey. See you next week.